From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The health care bill cleared a key test in the U.S. Senate early this morning. The vote was 60-40. It all but assured Senate passage of the measure by Christmas. The bill would extend health coverage to more than 30 million Americans who now lack it. Also, insurance companies would be banned from denying benefits on the basis of pre-existing medical conditions. All the no votes came from Republicans. John Cornyn of Texas is one of them.
The sheer irresponsibility of the way this is being done, with artificial deadlines, votes in the dead of night, bills cooked up behind closed doors with special deals, jammed down the throats of the American people who don't want it.
The House has already passed health care legislation. Attempts to work out a compromise are expected to begin in the days after Christmas. Millions of people along the East Coast are expected to run into some potentially dangerous conditions for their commutes this morning, following the weekend snowstorm that interrupted holiday shopping and stranded travelers. Schools have been canceled, and major airports in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast states are returning to normal. Courtney Michelonis is with the Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority. She says it's been a challenging weekend for travelers and airport workers.
This was a record-breaking storm for us here in Washington, D.C. We are dealing with an awful lot of snow. So our crews have been doing a tremendous job. Our snow crews have been working around the clock since Friday night, since the storm started.
Meanwhile, Amtrak says long-distance trains to the south and the west face substantial delays. Rail traffic between Britain and continental Europe has been suspended for a third day on the high-speed Eurostar. The problem is weather-related technical problems. The French government has announced a thorough investigation. Frank Browning has a report from Paris.
Upwards of 55,000 tickets have now been canceled by the Eurostar company in the wake of five train failures in the tunnel that runs beneath the English Channel. Four trains broke down late Friday, and at the time it seemed because of icy conditions in France that hit warmer air inside the tunnel. A test train broke down again on Saturday night, however, without similar conditions. Some 500 of what Eurostar has called its most fragile passengers were taken to Dover and put on ferries to France. Now, doubt has begun to rise over what it was that precipitated the original failures, since similar winter storm conditions had never before caused such a collapse. Eurostar is calling it the worst intra-tunnel breakdown in the line's 15-year history. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Japan's Nikkei average rose to an 8-week closing high today, boosted by gains in high-tech stocks. The Nikkei rose by 41 points, or 0.4%. Oil prices hovered above $73 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was up by 16 cents to $73.52 a barrel. This is NPR News. Iran buries a dissident cleric today. Thousands of opposition supporters attend the funeral in a public demonstration under tight security with reports of arrests. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
The death of Grand Ayatollah Hussein Ali Montazeri was barely noted on Iranian state television, but the social media networks favored by the political opposition have been full of coverage of processions across the country, paying respect to a renowned religious scholar and a political rebel. 87-year-old Ayatollah Montazeri died over the weekend, but he was still voicing dissent earlier this year, calling the election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad a fraud. His funeral appears to have turned into a demonstration for hundreds of thousands of Iranians who share his political views. The pictures beaming from the procession sites are avidly followed by dissidents in Turkey. More than 1,000 Iranians fled here following the mass political crackdown on the opposition after the June elections. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
The Supreme Court of Brazil says its Chief Justice will rule today in the case of a New Jersey man who has fought for 5 years to regain custody of his young son. David Goldman is hoping the jurist will lift a stay on a lower court's order that said Goldman's son, Sean, should be handed over to him. Goldman has pressed his case in U.S. and Brazilian courts since Sean was taken by his mother in 2004 to her native Brazil, where she then divorced Goldman and remarried. She died last year in childbirth. The boy has been living with his stepfather since. If the Chief Justice lifts the stay, the boy's Brazilian relatives could still appeal to the nation's highest appeals court. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.